December 30th through January 5th. Introductory pages of the Book of Mormon, another testament of Jesus Christ. Begin your preparation to teach by reading the Book of Mormon's title page and introduction, the testimonies of the three witnesses, the eight witnesses, and the prophet Joseph Smith, and a brief explanation about the Book of Mormon. Ponder how you can inspire the children to learn from the Book of Mormon. Invite sharing. Invite the children to share stories they know from the Book of Mormon, using pictures 67 through 86 in the Gospel Art Book or other pictures you have. Teach the doctrine, younger children. Title page of the Book of Mormon. The Book of Mormon can help me have faith in Jesus Christ. Help the children see that the purpose of the Book of Mormon is to bear testimony of Jesus Christ. Possible activities. Hold up a copy of the Book of Mormon and point out the subtitle, Another Testament of Jesus Christ. Let the children take turns saying, Another Testament of Jesus Christ. Briefly tell the children how the Book of Mormon has strengthened your faith in Jesus Christ. Tell a story from the Book of Mormon that teaches about Jesus Christ, such as the account of Samuel the Lamanite prophesying of Christ. See Helaman chapters 14 through 16. The Savior blessing children. See 3 Nephi chapter 17. Or the brother of Jared seeing Jesus Christ. See Ether chapters 2 through 3. Chapters from Book of Mormon stories and the corresponding videos on churchofjesuschrist.org can help. Point out to the children what we learn about Jesus from these stories. Tell them that they will learn many things about Jesus Christ from the Book of Mormon this year. Sing a song about the Book of Mormon, such as Book of Mormon Stories, Children's Songbook, page 118. Sing the song together several times and let the children take turns holding a picture of the Savior while you sing. Introduction to the Book of Mormon. The Book of Mormon is the keystone of our religion. President Thomas S. Monson explained, quote, If the Book of Mormon is true, and I solemnly testify that it is, then Joseph Smith was a prophet. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is the Lord's church on the earth, and the holy priesthood of God has been restored. End quote. See The Power of the Book of Mormon, Ensign Orr Liahona, May 2017. Possible activities. Read to the children the following statement by Joseph Smith in the introduction to the Book of Mormon. The Book of Mormon is the keystone of our religion. Explain that just as a keystone holds together the rest of an arch, our testimony of the Book of Mormon holds up and strengthens our testimony of other things, like Joseph Smith and the Gospel. Invite a parent of one of the children to share how he or she gained a testimony of the Book of Mormon. Read with the children the invitation at the end of the introduction to the Book of Mormon and help them act out things they can do to gain their own testimonies. The testimony of the prophet Joseph Smith. The Book of Mormon was given to us by the power of God. Joseph Smith's testimony can help the children understand the Book of Mormon's divine purpose. Possible activities. Briefly tell the children the story of the coming forth of the Book of Mormon as described in the testimony of the prophet Joseph Smith. You might also use Chapter 1, How We Got the Book of Mormon, Book of Mormon Stories, pages 2 through 4, or the corresponding video on churchofjesuschrist.org. Help the children act out the story a few times as you retell it. Show the children an image of characters from the golden plates. Explain that God helped Joseph translate these characters into words we can read and understand. Teach the doctrine, older children. Title page of the Book of Mormon. The Book of Mormon helps me have faith in Jesus Christ. Remember that your purpose in teaching the children about the Book of Mormon is to build their faith in the Savior. Possible activities. Divide the class into pairs. Invite each pair to read the second paragraph of the title page of the Book of Mormon, looking for something that tells them what the Book of Mormon is meant to do. Then invite each pair to share with the class. Help the children find on the title page the phrase, to the convincing of the Jew and Gentile that Jesus is the Christ. How can the Book of Mormon convince us that Jesus is the Christ? Invite them to share a story from the Book of Mormon that has strengthened their faith in Christ, or share one of your own. Introduction to the Book of Mormon. The Book of Mormon is the keystone of our religion. Gaining a testimony of the Book of Mormon will help the children know that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is God's true church. Possible activities. Ask the children to pretend you have never heard of the Book of Mormon before. Invite them to work with a partner to think of ways they could explain to you what it is and where it came from, using details from the introduction. Then, let each pair take turns teaching you. The picture, the Bible, and the Book of Mormon testify of Christ could also help. See churchofjesuschrist.org. Invite a child to read Joseph Smith's statement in the sixth paragraph of the introduction. Using this week's activity page, explain how a keystone holds up an arch. According to the last paragraph of the introduction, what are some other things we know once we have a testimony that the Book of Mormon is true? The testimony of three witnesses. The testimony of eight witnesses. I can be a witness of the Book of Mormon. How can you help the children gain and share their own testimonies of the Book of Mormon? Possible activities. Invite the children to describe something they have seen that no one else in the class has seen. Explain that the Book of Mormon contains the testimonies of 11 people besides Joseph Smith who saw the golden plates from which the Book of Mormon was translated. Read the testimonies together. Why did these witnesses want other people to know about their testimonies? Ask if any of the children would like to share how they know the Book of Mormon is true. Read together Moroni chapter 10, verses 3 through 5, and invite each child to read the Book of Mormon this year and gain or strengthen his or her testimony that it is true. Tell the children how you gained your testimony of the Book of Mormon. Encourage learning at home. If possible, ensure that each child has a copy of the Book of Mormon and invite them to start reading it on their own and with their families. Improving our teaching. Seek your own inspiration. Rather than viewing these outlines as instructions that you must follow as you teach, use them as a source of ideas to spark your own inspiration as you ponder the needs of the children you teach.